Okay. So yeah. Oh, especially because it's windy, we gotta put this real close.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Can I hold it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Keep it close.
Yep. Got it.
Okay. So when you think about the process of voting in the United States, where would you say you are on that scale between trust and distrust?
And you said process.
The process of voting. Yes.
System.
Oh, the system. The voting system. The process.
In terms of trust and distrust?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
That's
so
a seven.
Seven. Share a story about why you picked that spot. What is it that?
I choose seven because I tend to trust in the voting system, right? I think there's a lot in place to help, the votes be secure and make a difference in the way that legislation occurs and people make decisions to help the community. However, it's not at a 10, right? It's not at a 5, so it's not too low. I think that there are things in place. But recently, in the last few years, there's been a lot of conversation about whether or not the voting system is, trustworthy. And so that makes me challenge and maybe consider that there are individuals or groups of individuals who are altering votes and not considering the entirety of what the results may show.
For sure. Where would you like to be on... Thank you. Where would you like to be on that scale, ideally, in the perfect world?
Ideally, I'd like to be at a 9 or 10, right? It'd be very important for our community and society to be able to capture the voices of all people and make decisions based on what people need.
Absolutely. Conditions... Can you imagine what conditions it would take? What would it take for you to be at a 9 or a 10?
I think there needs to be more transparency about how voting works and how votes are collected and why votes are important, and just have a holistic understanding of what the voting system entails so that people understand what it means and how it's served and how votes are collected. Just having more education about voting in general.
Great. Okay, well, that's end of part one. Part two. The Teach Kids to Vote Challenge. So if there was an imaginary child here, how would you explain voting to them and how it works and why it's important to do it?
Voting is a way that adults make decisions for us, right? For children, for the community, about things that we need and want to help us thrive in the community. And voting is one way where you note, you can circle a little bubble or tell somebody what you need or require to be successful. And hopefully those people in power can make those decisions for you based on what you feel is more important.
Great. Fantastic. All right. Thank you.